Joining me now, ahead of the third day's play at Old Trafford, is James McLaughlin of 1101 Management. Hello, James.
Good morning.
Now, your man Jonathan Trott is out there at the moment. You're a man of many talents and many hats, but today it's all about looking out after your man and obviously sort of just hoping England get back into the game.
Yeah, very much so. I think, Trott is just going out to bat now, so fingers crossed all goes well there. But, you know, it's a big day ahead. England needs to just see the day out, I would assume, and, put a decent score on the board.
Have you spoken to Jonathan much throughout the game? What's his sort of insight into the game at all?
Yeah, no, I spoke to him last night briefly. I don't normally get into too much specific to the game because that's for him to worry about. But I think the phrase was, as I said to him last night, an interesting few minutes for him. And he laughed and said, yeah, but he's still there. And, I think he wants to get his head down today and contribute big to the team.
And he's had such an... I mean, he's has an affinity with the Ashes, I suppose. He came into the team in 2009, scored 100 on debut, then scored a lot of runs back down under when they toured last time. I imagine, does he really feel he enjoys Ashes cricket and expects to score runs, perhaps?
Yeah, I think, what's happened, certainly, since Trotty came on the scene, is that he's established himself now as, one of the world's leading batsmen. And I think these guys relish, the big stage. And I think, you've only got to look at the grounds and, obviously at the test matches so far, and obviously the Ashes always sell out. And I think it's the global appeal is huge. He knows there's pressure on his shoulders, but I think anybody who knows him and sees him, that doesn't really fluster him. And I think he just wants to make sure that he can deliver for England, whenever he plays. But it's extra special when it's the Ashes.
Absolutely. It's been a wonderful series so far. England 2-0 up, of course. A very tight win at Trent Bridge and a more comprehensive one at Lord's. How exciting have you found the series so far?
Yeah, I think it's been great. I was just chatting to somebody and I just said, I think the series got off great at Trent Bridge, really. Well, I was there day one where you see 14 wickets fall. And then to, obviously England pipped on that last day. I think the Lord's test, obviously England seemed to, win that obviously quite comfortably. So I think people have been looking forward to the fact that the Aussies have fought back. And obviously, make a game of it. And that's what, people want to see, is that you've got packed crowds. You want to see the two really big teams against each other battling it out across a five-match test series.
And I suppose it's good for the series in a competitive sort of nature that you have got Australia fighting back on the first 2 days of this game.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's it. Everyone wants to see that. And, they've done that. They've batted, obviously, very, very well. It's now England's turn to show that they won't get steamrolled by the Australian bowling attack.
As the play is probably just about getting underway, James, I'll just let you go. After I get a prediction for today's play, and perhaps the game overall from you.
Yeah, I believe I see England batting through, actually, hopefully quite well. Certainly, I was here yesterday, it looks a good batting deck, and I think England have got, obviously a lot of players in form. Belly, certainly is in good form, and I think, hopefully it should be a solid day for England.